Lasseter had originally wanted a traditional Hollywood studio with separate buildings for various projects and bungalows for development teams, but the Disney folks said they didn't like their new campus because the teams felt isolated, and Jobs agreed. In fact, he decided they should go to the other extreme, one huge building around a central atrium designed to encourage random encounters. Despite being a denizen of the digital world, or maybe because he knew all too well its isolating potential, Jobs was a strong believer in face-to-face meetings. There's a temptation in our networked age to think that ideas can be developed by email and iChat, he said. That's crazy. Creativity comes from spontaneous meetings, from random discussions. You run into someone, you ask what they're doing, you say, wow, and soon you're cooking up all sorts of ideas. So he had the Pixar building designed to promote encounters and unplanned collaborations. If a building doesn't encourage that, you'll lose a lot of innovation and the magic that's sparked by serendipity, he said. So we designed the building to make people get out of their offices and mingle in the central atrium with people they might not otherwise see. The front doors and main stairs and corridors all led to the atrium. The cafe and the mailboxes were there. The conference rooms had windows that looked out onto it, and the 600-seat theater and two smaller screening rooms all spilled into it. Steve's theory worked from day one, Lasseter recalled. I kept running into people I hadn't seen for months. I've never seen a building that promoted collaboration and creativity as well as this one.